In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
It was way back in March when we recorded an episode about tennis. Mostly we did it because here at The Big Story, we love feel-good Canadian stories. There was this teenager, you might recall, named Bianca, and she had somehow found her way into the finals of an important WTA tournament. So we figured, well, we'd better find someone to tell us who she is. And we better do it right now because she might lose that final, and then we'd miss our chance to tell her story. So we talked to Caitlin McGrath of The Athletic. We asked her about Bianca Andreescu. And then Bianca won. And then Bianca kept winning.
Astounding Andreescu. One of the most astonishing performances at a tournament from an 18-year-old you will ever see.
I'm speechless right now. I'm the first Canadian who got to the finals and has won this tournament since 1969. This has been a dream come true, really.
She has not lost a completed tennis match since we did this story. You can currently find her on the main stage in New York, dominating the U.S. Open. So we thought it might be a good idea to revisit our conversation in case you missed it the first time, in case you don't remember the name, because you really should. We'll have a fresh episode for you tomorrow, but in the meantime, enjoy this look back. I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings, and this is The Big Story. Caitlin McGrath is a staff writer at The Athletic. She pays a lot of attention to tennis. Okay, so first of all, Caitlin, how far has Bianca come? Was she expected to do this, like, say, a year ago?
Yeah, so Bianca has been kind of tapped as a rising Canadian tennis star. When she was a junior player, she had some success on the junior scene. She won a couple Grand Slam titles on the junior scene in doubles. So she has made a name for herself. She won some sort of prestigious tournaments when she was also a youngster coming up. So it was expected that she had the potential to be a great top tennis player. In 2017, so a couple years ago, she had a bit of a breakthrough in the summer. It was right before she came to the Rogers Cup. That's why I remember it, because I talked to her at the Rogers Cup. So the week before, she was in Washington, and she beat, at the time, the 13th-ranked player, who was Kristina Mladenovic. And that was the first time that a player born this century beat a top 20 player, or some crazy stat like that.
Right.
So that's kind of, I think, when maybe Canadians started noticing her a little bit, and then she came to the Rogers Cup shortly thereafter, and there was a lot of attention around her because she was doing well, and she just had this great week. Then last year, she had a tough year. She had a lot of injuries. She had some inconsistent results. And then she entered 2019 this year fully healthy, and she really just got off to that great start in Auckland, where she made it all the way to the final right before the Australian Open. She entered the Australian Open kind of riding some of that probably confidence, and
yeah,
she was able to win her first main draw Grand Slam match. She fell in the second round. But like I said before, overall this whole season, she's been able to kind of put really good weeks together, and she's just shooting up the rankings. I think with her latest win, she'll be within the top 50, probably around like 37-ish.
Where'd she start the year?
She started the year ranked 152nd. So it's been a huge jump for her. And, you know, it's not out of the realm of the possibility that if she continues on this run, like, she could be making her way into the top 25 players, right? So, I mean, it's early in the year. She's already racked up 26 wins on tour. That's actually the most number of wins on the tour right now. So she's
really?
Yeah, so she's won more matches than any other of the players on the WTA tour.
So you talked to her when she was, and she would have been 16, 17 back then.
Yeah.
What's she like?
She's has a very bubbly personality. She's very fun. On court, you can tell that she takes the match very seriously, and she's very emotional on court. So you'll see her smash a racket if she gets frustrated, but you'll also see her really celebrate wins, and she just looks like she's really enjoying being out there on the court right now, which is really important for a young player. Tennis is a stressful sport. It's stressful for players of all walks. It's stressful when you're a top player. It's stressful when you're not doing so well. But it really seems to me that she's, through this run, she's gaining a lot of confidence. She's having fun out there. She's learning from it. And when I spoke to her a couple years ago, she was really determined to be a top player. She spoke about, you know, wanting to be in the top 10 and win Grand Slams. And she had all these lofty goals, but she also has the work ethic to get there. And, you know, I spoke to actually a coach of hers who knew her when she was quite young, when she was really just starting to get into tennis. And he called her, you know, this little girl with big dreams, because she's not a tall girl. She's, you know, smaller in stature, but she just hits the ball really big, and she has high expectations of herself. And she really does have these big dreams. She wants to be a Grand Slam champion. She wants to be the best player in the world. And right now, she's definitely showing that she has potential to be a top 10 player and to compete for these. You know, it's a little bit early to say she's going to be competing for Grand Slams, because right. She's only 18, and this is really her first taste of the tour. And a young player can be expected to experience ups and downs. Any kind of tennis player can experience ups and downs on the tour and throughout years on the tour. But that said, I think that she's definitely showing potential, like a lot of the other young Canadians, that she could be someone that could win a major title down the road.
What is, and for people that don't follow tennis very closely, but I imagine will be watching, what's her game like? Is it the kind of thing where she's relying on one element of it? I know Milos Raonic is known for his serve. What are other players focusing on? What's her strength?
Bianca has a really fun game to watch. Speaking as a person who loves watching tennis and just gets great enjoyment from watching, you know, players hit different kinds of shots on court. Bianca's the type of player that can hit all types of shots on court. She likes to change up the rhythm, change up the pace. Bianca's the type of player who likes to use like a drop shot, the lob shot. She likes to go to the net. She likes to keep her opponents on their feet, moving them all around the court. And she just, you know, she relies on basically variety of her game. And that's something that she's talked about. She likes to take her game to throw off her opponent's game and to change up the rhythm a little.